I'm excited about this next one. It's crazy. It's insane. But maybe you've done something as crazy as this. I doubt it. A man is getting arrested. Getting arrested in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah, you ever been there?
No, never want to go either.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. One second. Before we get to this man getting arrested in Elk City, I don't leave this B-hole on hold too long. What's up, Mike? How you doing there, B-hole?
What's going on, Johnny P? I just want to say I'm proud of you for getting your 5 days a week, man.
Thanks, man. A lot of hard work and a great team around me, and boom, looks like we made it. What's going on, man? You got a water park?
And then I got these bad water parks for you. One of them is Johnny B's Fat Beach.
That's not bad. That's an awesome name.
Yeah. And then the other one, Anna's Red Tide.
Oh, yeah.
My Red Tide?
Yeah.
It's angry.
I see what you're saying. I like Bacon Bayou. Everything is bacon themed.
Mm. I love bacon.
Me too.
I
like it. Mike, thanks, buddy.
Not
appreciate
for you.
It.
Later, Johnny.
All right, buddy. Take care. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. This Elk City man proposed to his girlfriend while in handcuffs last week. I got a stroke.
You got this.
In my face.
Words are hard.
Yeah. Justin Harrell, 32 years old, he was wanted in Washita and Greer counties when an Elk City detective tried to arrest him. Harrell, he was about to propose to his girlfriend, Elena Rios. What a lucky chick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, at Elk City's Christmas in the Park, Harrell pushed the detective away and asked for just 5 minutes. He's like, get away from me! I need 5 minutes! The detective relented. He's like, hell no, you want it, bitch? And even, I'm paraphrasing some of this, and he even reached into Harold's coat, the coat pocket, and got out the engagement ring because Harold was still handcuffed. Rios says her now fiance is just misunderstood.
So she said yes.
Yeah, says we're best friends. He completes me. Wow, yes. Think of some original lines there, Jerry Maguire.
She only knows like 10 words.
He's my rock, and I'm his rock. Ugh. Ugh. I want to divorce this chick, and I've never met her.
It literally sounds like she's like reading it off of an index card.
I don't like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll punch her in her face. Everybody thinks he's a bad guy, and he's not, Rio said. Sounds like she is brainwashed. Elk City Police Chief Eddie Holland says it's an example of police at its best with a heart. So the cop actually let him propose. The cop pulled the ring out for him. He's like, you're going to jail, bitch. But
as he was in handcuffs.
Yeah. So the cop pulled the ring out of his coat pocket, and he got to propose to his girlfriend. So to me, I think that's the craziest thing you could do while being arrested.
I think there are crazier things.
I think proposing to somebody most times is a bad idea.
I think if you poop yourself while you're getting arrested, that's pretty badass.
No, I think that's not as bad as proposing because you'll change your pants and everything will be fine the next day.
You're right. This is a memory that's going to last forever.
It's a memory that's going to last forever. And statistically speaking, the marriage is not, because most of them fail.
Mm.
And that's not me being a pessimist, because I had two failed marriages.
That's just stats.
Yes, I'm going with numbers here. You know what I mean? I am the John Nash of relationship statistics.
Would you say that maybe the third time is the charm? Would you say maybe?
No, that is a dumb cliche. Sometimes it might be. You never know. Every situation is different on a Hummel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's been anybody that's proposed in a crazier way than that. I want to hear the craziest proposals out there in the Tampa Bay listening area, because everybody's done, you know, cute stuff or cliche stuff. I proposed to my second wife by grabbing a cordless mic at her job and a cappella singing Luther Vandross to her in front of about 600 people. And
it's probably why it didn't last.
Got a standing O.
Oh, never mind.
No, you can just shut your damn mouth. there was multiple reasons why it didn't last. You know, sometimes it just don't work out, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
How long did that marriage last?
Several years. You know, people drift apart. It just happens. It's not always everybody's fault. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You're married, Ryan Adams.
I am.
Happily. Do you want to tell everybody how you did it? It had to be cute, right?
Well, she's...
She proposed to you?
That's exactly what happened.
Wow, what a pussy.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. No, she, this, we've been married, it'll be 7.5 years now. So she was really, she's always been really into Superman. And I got her.
Not when it comes to husbands.
Nah.
Bing, bong, bang, bitch!
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
And I went over to her apartment, and I knew that I was ready to do it that night. And I got her this really big Christopher Reeve art painting of him as Superman in a Superman costume. And we went into her room, and we were talking, and I gave her, it was on her birthday. It was on her birthday, by the way.
Awesome. Out there.
Yep. So I gave her this Christopher Reeve painting, and as she's looking at it, I had the wedding ring behind it, and when she took the poster out of my hand.
Oh, I know what she said. I know what she said.
What'd she say?
Oh, my God. He just stuck his finger in my bagel and penetrated my cream cheese.
Not quite like that.
All right.
But
so Christopher Reeve.
Yep. And when she moved the painting.
Now, good Christopher Reeve or, you know, post-accident Christopher Reeve?
This would have been him in his Superman costume.
Oh, yeah.
So it was definitely not.
You should have wheeled Christopher Reeve
in.
Oh,
Jesus.
No, he's dead, though. He dead AF.
Not 7.5 years ago, right?
No, actually, you're right. I think he died. He was in the wheelchair, though. That would not have been good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So no, when she took the painting, the box was our.
Sorry, dude. I'm trying to set up my soundboard here. I apologize. I thought I had it muted.
No, there was none of that either.
Okay.
But yeah, so there was the ring when she took the poster away. It was
she got all choked up? Box.
She did. She almost tackled me through a wall. It was great.
Oh, it's nice.
Yep.
So did she say yes, or did she just like start crying and you just assumed she meant it? Yes.
There was a yes that was said.
She said, now.
She did.
Did you get down on one knee?
I did.
Ugh.
Well, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying. Everybody does that, but
did you just like have the box tossed at her and be like, "What do you think?" You know.
Well,
is that what
my second wife is a poker dealer, so she was in the middle of dealing a hand. So actually, I was trying to time it as I walked across the poker room. I was trying to time it to set the ring on the table when her hand was done after she pushed the pot to the winner.
Yeah.
But instead, she was on the flop, if you know Texas Hold'em.
Yep.
She still had to turn in the river to deal.
Yeah.
And she was in the middle of the hand. There was a lot of money in the pot, and I just dropped the ring on the flop. I'm like, there you go. You guys might be on a straight draw, but I'm trying to marry somebody right now. And then, of course, she freaked out, and somebody screamed across the room, give him an answer. And then she's like, yes. And then everybody jumped up and gave me a standing O. And then, you know, nobody there was like, don't do it. It's not going to work out, which is what they really needed to do. But they did.
Did those same people like laugh at you and say horrible things like the I told you so's came out? And
yeah, I went back there and I recreated the whole scene. And then everybody was, you know, and there was one old man that was happy about it.
He awesome.
That guy right there. Okay. I recorded it.
I haven't been married before, but I did ask Thomas to be my boyfriend. I asked him.
Did you do the yes box and the no box?
No, we were at a festival doing drugs allegedly.
No,
and I looked at him and I'm like, "You want to put a stamp on this?
A stamp on it?
Yeah." Ugh. And I knew that he wouldn't say no because he was also possibly doing the same good feeling drugs allegedly.
Did you yell at him just like that?
A little bit. It was during a Wiz Khalifa concert, It was kind of loud. And then he said yes, and then that's how that fairy tale started.
My present girlfriend, and hopefully the only girl I'll ever love for the rest of my life, we were dating for 1 week, and she met me. She was going to the beach with her family. They had a little condo on the water, and there was an hour gap between my day job and me coming here. And she said, oh, I'm right down the road. So she met me in a grocery store parking lot just so we could say hi. Because, you know, you're infatuated with each other. 1 week. Oh, man. Like, it was just amazing. And 3 years later, still feel the same exact way every time I see her.
Oh,
let's get corny, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I get all choked up. But we met in a parking lot. And then she goes, yeah, I'm going to the beach with my family. And I said, oh, okay. I said, like, with another guy or anything like that? You know, because we've just dated a couple times, you know what I mean? And she goes, no, I don't want to see any other guy. You know, I go, so you're cool with just seeing me for right now? And she's like, yeah, I'm cool with that. And then I just screamed, you're my girlfriend. And she goes, okay. And then that was it. She's been, that's
so aggressive.
Yeah, I did. I screamed it. Like, I grabbed her by the throat. I was like, you're my girlfriend. Like that.
I see we had a similar approach.
Yeah, yeah. And then she was all like,
awesome.
She was very happy about it.
Yeah.
So it worked out great. Yeah, so I know people do crazy, crazy stuff. I heard a friend of mine, not even a friend, it was like an acquaintance, was saying how he proposed to his girlfriend at Halloween Horror Nights. No, I'm sorry, Hollow Scream, Busch Gardens. Mm. Somehow he worked it out to where they let him be part of the haunted house. And she was there with like her family and a few friends. And he jumped out with like a machete and full garb and everything. And because they were both into horror movies and stuff. And he jumped out and scared the crap out of him because he got way too close. Like the actors aren't supposed to touch you and all that stuff. And he got like right up in her face and he was trying to be like adorable. But he like grabbed her shirt and she started like crying. And then he ripped his mask off and he's like, "It's me." And she's like, "You son of a bitch." And he's like, "I just wanted to ask you to marry me." And she's like, freaking out. She's like, "I don't know." Like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. But it totally backfired
on
her.
Yeah, yeah. No,
she said
like
yes,
time.
But her family just thought, what a douche. What a jerk. This is what he's going to be. This is our son-in-law. This is going to be the guy that's going to jump out on her with a machete and try to freak her out every single day.
Mm-mm.
Not good. So when are you and Thomas going to, you know
we've been together for 4 months. Let's relax here for a second.
It's a long time.
4 months?
It's a long time.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
3 years.
Oh, yeah. So
I take things slow. I'm slow. I'm fat. Fat people are slow.
Okay.
Well, you guys are very fast.
Well, we're not that fast.
You're fast.
Let's relax.
Excuse me. President Trump, what do you think?
Johnny B., I just have to say I wanted to thank you for having me on your show.
Well, you know, it's an honor. You are the commander-in-chief.
Johnny B., I'm sitting on the toilet. And
you're doing what on the toilet,
right,
President Trump? I'm sorry. Sitting on the toilet?
I'm Twittering. I'm telling Dong Hong and North Korea we're about to bomb the piss out of them.
Oh, please do. Please do. Look, if you want to win some approval ratings, go do that. I don't think anybody would be upset with you except for China.
Okay, Johnny B. Now, Johnny B.,
yeah?
When I proposed Melania, it was terrific. It was probably the best.
Was it? What'd you do? What'd you do?
I laid on the bed, yes.
Neat. That is the coolest thing I've ever heard. Donald Trump, thank you so much for listening and playing and letting me dump you because you can't say what you said. That's so awesome, though. We dumped the president, guys. Come on, round of applause.
First dump.
Round of applause.
First
round
dump.
Round of applause. Jesus.
First dump.
Never happened when Obama called into the show. You know what I mean?
I remember that.